Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
All you who long to see the Christ, lift up your eyes to heaven's height, for there you will behold the sign of his eternal majesty. This star in light and beauty bright outshines the circle of the sun. It brings glad tidings to the earth that God in mortal flesh has come. Lo, Persian magi from the east, the gateway of the rising sun, discern with wise and learned skill the royal standard of the king. This great one, who is he, they ask, the sovereign ruler of the stars? Celestial hosts before him quake, the light and skies obey his will. Some noble wonder we behold, that knows no limit, end or death. Sublime, exalted, boundless one, more ancient than the heights and depths. The King of nations, this is he, and sovereign King of Israel, pledged to their father Abraham and his descendants evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen.
O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled, I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, O God. The water saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. My heart exults in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles, and make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed. Those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice.
In a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you. To restore the land and allot the desolate heritage, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Vidimus stellam meus in oriente, et venimus cum muneribus adorare Dominum.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Vidimus stellam eos in oriente, et venimus cum muneribus adorare Dominum.
In the fullness of time, the eternal Word was begotten of the Father. He is the child who is born for us, the Son who is given us. To him we lift our voices in joy.
Praise be to you, O Lord.
Son of the living God, you existed before the world was made, and you came on earth to save all. Enable us to be witnesses to your gospel.
Praise be to you, O Lord.
Son of justice, whose brightness shone forth from the bosom of the Father and flooded the entire world, be light for all who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Praise be to you, O Lord.
You became a little child and lay in a manger. Renew in us the simplicity of a little children.
Praise be to you, O Lord.
For our sake you became the living bread of eternal life. Fill us with joy through the sacrament of your altar.
Praise be to you, O Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who bestow light on all the nations, grant your peoples the gladness of lasting peace, and pour into our hearts that brilliant light by which you purified the minds of our fathers in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallo, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallo has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallo at hallo.com/singthehours. God bless.